10 beseder til tegn. Anda va bato yo sondo va ki sigi ni ki sigi da batando la ki se atania. Anda la la bato ne ki si atanda la ti asaya. This is the day of salvation, not of destruction, not of stealing away of the body of Christ. This is the time that the body of Christ stands tall, stands up and stands straight for the things that they know is truth. Because truth prevails in this hour. Truth is ours in this hour. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ in John 1. And we know in whom we have believed and were persuaded that he, whatever we commit unto him against that day, he will keep because he's God and there is none other beside him. He's the God Almighty, the possessor of heaven and earth. He changes not. His word will not change. It will not go to the right or to the left, but it, as you go straight ahead, as you look ahead, as you look straight ahead, don't look to the right or to the left, or listen to the voices at the right or the left, but listen to those things that you know is truth, because truth will prevail in this hour, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, the first scripture that he put up there is in Romans, and we know it well, but I want us just to look at it. I've got some ribbons all in this Bible, and I think I can find it. But anyway, Romans 14 and 17. He says, for the kingdom of God is not what? Say it with me. But righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Notice how that's worded. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have received the peace of God that passes all understanding. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Right. So the grace of God has graced us with his goodness and his mercy. He's a good God. He's not going to change. He's the same yesterday. Come on. Yesterday, today, and forever. That wasn't in there, brother. But anyway, I'll just have to follow the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
But, you know, in praying, number one thing is faith, but faith does not stand alone. In Romans 5, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and read. Because this hope, we have hope. Hebrews 6 tells us our hope is anchored. It's like that boat that throws out that anchor and it's anchored. It's not going to move. But it is a hope of expectation. It is a godly hope, not a hope like the world hopes. Maybe so, think so, or whatever. No, it's a hope of expectation that we hope that he will keep us anchored. And he will. Amen?
Amen.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, not knowing that tribulations work with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, for whom we were yet without strength. In the due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The Amplified Bible says, while we were yet in weakness, powerless, to help ourselves, at the fitting time, Christ died for in behalf of the ungodly.
Amen to that.
You know, I've told people that we went to South Dakota a few years ago to minister to the Indians. We had a three-day meeting there, and they were concerned about people, sinners, coming to the Lord, and rightfully so. But as I spoke to some of them, I said, well, it took the same grace for me that it took for them, even though I had not experienced all the behavior of the world system. But it's the same thing. I was ungodly. I was without hope. And same as that, there was addictions there. There was all kinds of things going on at those meetings that people, but we've got to understand it's God in us, the hope of glory. God in us, the hope of glory. And praise God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's not going to change. You know, in the kingdom of God, in Matthew 6:33, it talks about first. Now, there is several prayers that we can pray. He referred to the prayer of agreement. He referred to the intercession for these on our list. He referred to the prayer of faith. Because James 5 says that as the elders came and laid hands on those, that what? It was the prayer of faith that saved the sick. And so it is the prayer of faith. And no matter what we pray, if it's in tongues or if it's in our, you know, the sixth chapter of Ephesians tells us that we all pray in the Spirit, the 18th verse. To pray in the Spirit. Whether we pray in tongues or we pray in our own language, we're to be praying in the Spirit. And the Word of God is, He said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and life. So we can't go wrong when we pray the Word. Amen?
Amen.
But there is a first, and the first is that we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. I want to read that in the Amplified because we've got to understand some things. It's 6th chapter in 33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God. But here it says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, and his kingdom and His righteousness. But this is what I like. His way of doing and being right. His way of doing and being right. If we follow after God, if we follow after His Word, which you can't separate it. You can't separate Him from His Word because He is the living Word. And so here He says, His way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. There's another scripture in Hebrews 11. I don't know if I gave that one to brother, but Hebrews 1, it talks about things. It talks about things. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In Mark, we know that the Bible talks about the prayer of faith. Okay, the prayer of faith is there. Number one, we speak to things. We're not praying. We're speaking to things. We speak to our bodies. We speak to our whatever it is. We speak to it. If something's wrong in your body, you need to speak to it and be specific about it because it needs to change in Jesus' name. And so we can speak to things. Say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea and not doubt in your heart. You can have those things that you say. If you don't differ of what you're believing for and what you're saying, you can have it, things. But then the 24 says, when you desire, whatever things you desire, that's the prayer of faith, when you these things will be added to you. And then he says something else. When we stand, forgive. You know, there's a qualification to prayer. There's a clean hands and clean heart in Psalms 24 and 4 and 5 or something where along there. I don't know if I gave you that. You're not, your brother Steve. But anyway, I got to forget about that thing. I just got to follow the Holy Spirit. But he said, with pure hands and a clean heart. Pure hands, clean hands and a pure heart. We've got to come before the Lord. I thought a while ago, well, I'm just going to get up there and say Romans 12:1, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is my reasonable service, which is my reasonable worship. That's what he asks is us to come humbly before Him, to stand in that place, hallelujah, and know that God is God and beside Him there's none other. He's a great big God. We've put Him on little places. We've stuck Him in the corner or back in the back room or somewhere. And he wants to be seen. He wants to be heard. And praise God, we need to do that. Let's go to Hebrews 4:16. And I'm going to basically tonight, horn in, or how you want to say it, on intercession, okay? There's other prayers, and I've got it down here, the prayer of faith, Matthew 24, Hebrews 11, the prayer of agreement, Matthew 18, 19, when we harmonize together, when there's like a symphony, the Amplified says, when we come in agreement together, that is a prayer. Thanksgiving and petitions, Philippians 4, 4 and 9 through 9, 1 John 5, 14, when we know that we've prayed the will of God, that petition that we put before Him, and we may look at some of these, but the weapons, our weapons, we're fighting a good fight of faith. We're not fighting the devil.
That's good.
We're not fighting the devil.
Yep.
And we're not fighting flesh and blood. And of course, we know the enemy uses flesh and blood. And we think sometimes they're the problem, but it's the devil behind the person that's the problem. And so we're not fighting the devil. We're fighting a good fight of faith. And that's 1 Timothy. I'll go to that in just a minute. But in Timothy, 6 and something? 6 and 12. Timothy. And so it says we're fighting a good fight of faith. Well, what is that? What do we fight with? What did Jesus fight with in Luke 4? In Matthew 4? What did He fight with? He fought with the Word. He said, it is written. And we have three main weapons. The name, the blood, and the Word. And so as long as we know in whom we have believed, then praise God, nothing can stop us.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I think of so much of the time where it says submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, we know we've got to submit to God. We've got to humble ourselves before Him before we know of anything that's going to take place in our lives. But praise God, the greater one is in us, and because He's in us, we know He hears us, whatever we've asked, whatever petition. That's one prayer, petition of thanksgiving and prayer. But the thing that I thought of too is worship and praise. I believe we should come before, first of all, with worship and praise. Why? Because we're humbling ourselves before God. And He says in Peter, in due time, He will exalt us. If we submit ourselves to Him, He will exalt us. How does He do that? By answered prayer, by results, praise God. We just go along and we see results. It's amazing, some people, they forget they've prayed things and it's there. They're living by faith, they're walking by faith, and they're doing what God has commissioned them to do, praise God. But let's go to Timothy. I'm forgetting these other scriptures. Rather, let's go to Timothy. Well, I first want to share this scripture because it's important. He put it down last. Hebrews 5 and 7. A lot of people do not know that this scripture is in the Word of God. And it's talking about the Son of God. It says, who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplication with strong cryings and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death and was heard in that He feared, though He was the Son, yet learned He obedience by the things He suffered or the things He experienced. He learned obedience by the things. You know, we talk about the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, and we talk about tongues, that it's not in the place where we, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus walked under the old covenant. He did not walk in the new covenant. He walked under the old covenant because what? The covenant was not fulfilled until He was crucified and raised from the dead. And so then that blood covenant came into existence. And so here he says he cried. So maybe He prayed in the spirits. I know at Lazarus' tomb when He called him forth, the Bible says He wept. He groaned And Romans what? 8:26 says, when we don't know how to pray as we ought, we allow the Holy Spirit to grow, some grown in us, sometimes with utterance that we can't even articulate. Why? Because there is such a heaviness in our inner man, in the spirit world, that is going on in us. And I think a lot of us need to get back to that place. We talk it a burden, but no, it's not a burden. It's an experience that we experience with Him, that He says, pray now. Get somewhere alone and pray now and allow. You know, God will bring people to your remembrance. He will bring dreams, people in my dreams that I've made a habit of praying for them. Why? Because I haven't thought of them. I haven't been around them or whatever. And then I pray for them. And the only way that I can pray for them is in the Spirit. And a lot of them, these requests that comes, I don't know what they're believing. I don't know their heart. I know one time I was showering, and my mother was not a very spiritual, outgoing person. I don't remember her reading the Bible, even as a preacher's wife. I remember her reading the Bible. I know she read it to my nephews and talked about the grandchildren and read the Bible to them. But she was challenged with cancer, and she had a breast removed. And so I was in the shower, and this is how the Lord speaks to you. I was thinking about Mama, and not so big, wasn't very spiritual. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you don't know her heart. You don't know her heart. To me, in the outward appearance, she didn't have that much faith. But I didn't see the inside.
Yeah.
I didn't see the inner man. Yeah. I didn't see the hidden man of the heart. And so he let me know that I had missed it. That I needed to understand that there was more to her than I thought. Yeah. So when Jesus was in his ministry, who in the days of his flesh, so who knows that he didn't pray in the Spirit in tongues? He was filled with the Holy Spirit. So anyway, I'll give you food for thought. Anyway, let's go now to, I said I was going to deal mostly with intercession, because I know that is needed in this time, and especially right now in our church. We need to see intercession going on. So let's go to Job, and let's look here at Job 22, and I'm going to read if I could turn my pages, my Bible still sticks together. 21 of the verse of 22 of Job, and I know that sometimes we don't understand things. I've asked the Lord about this anyway. He said, acquaint now yourself with him, agree with him. I want to read in the Amplified. And show yourself to be conformed to his will and be at peace. By that you shall prosper and great good shall come to you. Receive, I pray you, the law and the instructions from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, and submit and humble yourself before him. You will be built up if you put away unrighteousness far from your tents. If you lay gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brook, considering them of little worth, and make the Almighty your gold and the Lord your precious silver treasure, then you will have delight in the Almighty. Then you will have delight in the Almighty, and you will lift up your face to God. You will make your prayers to him, and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You shall also decide and decree a thing. Sometimes we just need to look to the Lord and decide what we desire and what the Holy Spirit coming in agreement with the will of God that we desire, and we look at it and we decree it. You know, we need to decree things over nations. decree things over these states, these United States.
Yes.
And we need to call those things with accordance to the will of God. And His will is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yep.
And we need to decree and decide that that's what we're pointing to, because it's the word of God and coming in agreement with His plan. And this is why intercession is so important, is that we intercede and knowing that we come in agreement with His plan. That's why we need to pray before we pray. We need to pray in the Spirit, even if it's a request for somebody. We need to pray in the Spirit before we pray, because then we can have insight and our eyes be enlightened, according to Ephesians 1, that we can see what is needed, the root of the problem. The root of it. A lot of times people will come up and pray, want you to pray for them. Well, we can pray for them, but what are they standing on? What word are they standing on? What scriptures have they got and are meditating and are looking to? What word is working for them? And I've asked people that and they have no idea. They just want prayer. Well, I can pray in the Holy Ghost and have an insight and direction of what's happening in their lives and get to the root of the problem. Because on the surface, you don't see it. The root of it is what we need to get to. Praise God. And so He said, "You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. When they make you low, you will say, there is a lifting up, and humble, and an humble person He lifts up and saves." Now this is a scripture that I want to get to and understand. In the King James it says, "He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands." The Amplified says it this way: "He will even deliver the one for whom you intercede, who is not innocent. Yes, He will deliver through the cleanness of your hands." God will give us favor as we intercede for people in the cleanness of our hands, because we have humbled ourselves and come and desired the will and the purpose of God in their lives. Let's go now to 1 Timothy 2. This is a very familiar scripture to us, or should be, because as intercessors, we understand that we pray this way. But He said, first of all, I exhort you, first of all. First of all, Brother Pastor mentioned it the other day in his sermon. He said, "Exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." All men. And then verse 2 says, "For kings and for all them that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is a good thing and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." And why is it that we intercede for them? "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." People can be saved and not come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth is the word of God. And we've got to know the truth. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." So what is the purpose of intercession? The purpose of intercession that all men come to the knowledge of God and be saved and come to the knowledge of... There's two things that takes place in us. We can be saved and go to church and sit on the pew and yet not come to the knowledge. Lack of knowledge destroys, Hosea 4:6 says. Lack of knowledge destroys. Without the knowledge of the Word, unbelief can get in. You've got to know what the Word says, because the Word will get you out of situations when you don't know how to get out. You know, as I said, the weapons, we're fighting a fight of faith. And faith, number one, He's given us authority. In Revelations 1:6, He's given us authority as kings and priests. A king is a person of authority. A priest is an intercessor. They take the place of another. It's mercy and compassion that has to be involved in this. Because as I've understood, it's mercy is like you getting on the inside of that person and looking out of their eyes. That's called mercy. You have such compassion for them that the mercies of God will work for them. First, 2 Corinthians 1 and 4 talks about, and I will, if he's got it up there, 2 Corinthians 1 and 4. For there is one God and mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's what we just read. But it talks about the God of all comfort. You know, I can go through things and I can sympathize with somebody. I can have pity on them. Now, thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph. I missed that one. Praise God, brother. Thank you. But we are trophies of the Lord. That's what that means. We are trophies of the Lord. We're not praying for victory. We're praying from victory. Yeah. Ephesians 2:6 talks about us being in the heavenlies right now with Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And so we have authority in three worlds. Philippians talks about the beings on the earth, the beings under the earth, and the beings above the earth. So we have authority in three different worlds if we'll exercise it. When we see some people that, you know, they may be, we may have to deal with some demons. Praise God. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
then a priest, or what I was saying about this, who comforts us in tribulations, that it may be able to comfort those that are in trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. We take the same comfort, the same mercy, and extend it to the person that we're ministering to. We don't come down to their level of pity. Comfort is compassion. God's compassion. And so sometimes when we pray for people, because we hear what's going on, we'll want to come down to that level and be pitiful with them. We can't be pitiful with people and overcome and get them healed or get them set free or whatever. We've got to be on a level higher. Now, I know sometimes we have to come to down to that level, that person, when they want to go to the hospital. That's where their faith is, and that's all right. We can come in agreement with that. But God's best is complete wholeness.
Right.
Spirit, soul, and body to be complete in Him. That's my desire more than anything else, is to be complete in Him. I've got a few minutes. For our weapons, in Ephesians 6 and 10, we see here this is the prayer armor. And I don't think people understand that it's the prayer armor. Because he talks about praying with all prayers and for all the saints. So that's what we're to do. We're to pray for them. But in Ephesians 6, and I'll get to it. I didn't have it marked. Ephesians 6, and starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We've got to decide, are we going to go with our might or His might? That's what I'm saying. If we come down to the level of the problem, we're not using the might of God. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we wrestle not, as I referred to a while ago, against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Why? With the might and the power of God. Be strong in the Lord.
Right.
And having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Let me read that in the Amplified. And lift up over your covenant shield of saving faith, upon which you quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. Above all, taking the shield of faith. You're resisting and taking authority. You know, we used to sing a song, My feet are shod. Grace, sinner saved by grace. Praise God, I got rid of that. We're no longer a sinner saved by grace. We were a sinner. We are saved by grace. And our name is now holy. Our name is holy. We're children of God. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray. This is the one I was referring to a while ago. Pray for all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty, to the end keep alert and watch Pray in all times, on every occasion, to every season. There is seasons in our life that we go through. And we are to be coming up. We are to be growing up. And so to keep the Spirit with all manner of prayer and entreaty, to that end, keep alert and watch with among purpose and perseverance, interceding in the behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. So he's admonishing us to intercede for those that we, and we come and do that. I'd like to see and hear more praying in the Spirit. I'd like to hear singing in the Spirit. We used to just have exercises of praying in the Spirit. When all believers are in the midst, we can do that. We can do that because we have the mind and will of God in us. We have the mind of Christ. And so we need to pray in the Spirit. And it says here, what? God's consecrated people. You know, God doesn't see as we see. He doesn't look on the outward appearance. Praise God. Some of us would miss it. We're not fashioned right or whatever. But praise God, we can be fashioned after him in the inner man, the hidden man of the heart. We can be bold. We can be strong. We can be greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Because what? I'm his child. A preacher asked me that. I quoted that last part of that scripture. He said, well, what does the first part of that say? He says, because we're his children. If we wasn't his children, the greater one wouldn't be in us. Greater is he that's in me right now than he that's in the world. My name has been written in heaven. When we talk about, Malachi talks about books of remembrance. There is books of remembrance. And God is putting down some things. But my name is written in the book of life. And it's not going to be blotted out. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I was going to end with something, but I don't know what it was. Let's just all stand up and us pray in the Spirit for just, I've got about 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and us pray in the Spirit right now. We've prayed and petitioned the Lord a while ago for these needs, but I think we need to pray according to God's will and his word. You know, I can pray for people knowing the redemptive work of God. We come before God with benefits. We come before God redeemed from the curse of the law. And I understand that. And I know the word of God. And so if they ask for healing, I can pray for healing. But am I praying the correct will of God for that person? Unless I pray in the Spirit and have the mind of Christ. Father, we thank you and praise you for the Holy Spirit. We praise you. We look at your life when you were here in the flesh. And it said you groaned, you tears. And we understand what intercession is. So right now, we just lift up our voices. Us lift up our voices. Us hear you. Come on, hear you. Great is the Lord. Oh, his word is alive. First Corinthians 14 says we pray in the Spirit and we sing in the Spirit. So we sing. And you know, the Bible, someone said that when you sing, that you are praising God twice. Hallelujah. When you sing, you're praising him twice, because you're lifting up your voice, singing words that bring life and words that bring understanding to whatever it is. Thank God for
Amen.
It. So we need to pray in the Spirit, knowing that he hears us when we pray.
Amen.
You've got to know some things.
Amen.
You've got to understand it, but you've got to know it.
Yes.
As someone said in your get along, you've got to know it.
Amen.
Because God's grace is sufficient, and he's graced us, every one of us, and we have purpose, every one of us. We have purpose to do the will of the Father and pray the will of the Father in our midst. And that's what it's going to take. I've heard this said, and I believe it, that any endeavor that you endeavor to do for the work of the ministry is going to have to begin with prayer.
Yes. Amen.
Intercessory prayer.
Amen.
Because you don't know the ins and the outs of whatever's going to go on. And it's a daily walk with the Lord. So we walk daily with him. He's the same. He's not going to change. But we're the one that needs to change.
Good.
Amen. We're the one that Amen. Needs to change. And the Holy Spirit will do that in our lives.
Amen. Amen. Amen.